You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So bad, but it's just so good, isn't it?
You know what? With this music actually works with the little quickie I wanted to throw in before we get into the entree. There's a little booklet out that's the Associated Press Style Guide, AP Style Book, some people call it. And it's supposedly a guide for reporters and journalists to use so that they use the right grammar and style and usage with words and stuff like that. Well, the AP Style Guide has now tweeted out that the term mistress should no longer be used at all.
Mistress.
And they say it's because there's no male equivalent.
Oh, what is the male equivalent?
There's not a word for a male mistress. So they say you've got to stop saying it. And instead, reporters and journalists should say either companion, friend, or lover.
Well, can it just be called a mister?
No, because we use mister for other things.
Huh. All right.
Out of companion, friend, or lover, I'm going to have to default to lover.
Lover.
Just because
we... start this over because of that. Lover.
Yeah.
How you doing, girl?
I need a lover that won't drive me crazy.
All right, no more of this.
All right, so goodbye to the word mistress. That's gone. So Jeremy dug up a list that made me kind of chuckle.
It's the whole list is like things that you think are romantic at the time. Like you were like, oh, this is going to be great. She's going to love this. It's so romantic. But then you look at it and they're really not romantic. They're more or less creepy. Before we get into that, I do have this story that was floating around this morning that, again, this guy I would imagine was thinking this is super romantic, which I guess it is. But essentially, he's just making all guys look bad here. Did you see this story this morning about the dude in Atlanta who proposed to his girlfriend? His name is...
Is this the guy with
William.
The helicopter?
William made his girlfriend go on top of a high-rise in Georgia there. Okay. And he got in a helicopter, full suit, dressed to the nines, flew around the city. She could see him. And then he came and, boom, landed right next to her on the top of this building, looking all good. Got out, got down on one knee to propose to her, and not with one ring, but with five different rings, so she could take her pick.
So she got to choose from five.
It was like, I see the picture. The pictures are all over Instagram and social this morning. It's like he went to the ring case and took out one of those displays that has like the studs sticking up. You know, there's five of them with five different rings. And he's proposing by holding that out in front of him. And she was able to choose which ring she wanted.
I gotta say, most of that is cheesy as hell. Plus, these guys are going to be divorced in 2 years anyway. But, I mean,
he's a little flashy.
When it's all you know, style and no substance or whatever, you know, it's, if you're overcompensating that way.
This was done for Instagram, of course.
But, right, exactly. Well, maybe it's 18 months then. But
the whole
I have to say, the choosing between rings, I kind of like that.
I guess if you can afford it, I mean.
Well, you don't have to afford five.
Do they loan? Can you do that? Can you go to Zales and let them borrow five rings?
I'm sure you could probably do some sort of thing. Like, you could put something down as like a...
What I would do is I would make one of them real, a real diamond, and the other four fake, and I'd be like, choose wisely.
The cubic zirconium.
Take your pick. I don't know.
Sounds like the old knight at the end of the Indiana Jones movie, right?
Right. You chose wisely or poorly. Yep. So anyway.
I kind of like that idea, though.
I don't know.
A place, let's step away from Zales. Let's go to like Trice Jewelers or whatever.
Yes.
Hey.
Ding. Somewhere nice.
Could you go to them and tell them what you're going to do? And they'd be like, all right, we're going to let you take four or five of them.
Yeah. They'd probably send somebody along to make sure you don't lose them or steal them. And then, you know, hashtag us on Instagram, you know. Tag us.
Yeah. And maybe you put down some sort of collateral, like you leave them the keys of your car or something. You
know? Right. So anyway, bottom line, he's making other guys look bad. That's the takeaway from the story. It's cheesy, and he's making other guys look bad.
Did you ever do anything that you thought was romantic, and you look back and like, because the one that I did when I was a teenager, and I thought copying down lyrics to a song and presenting them to her was just like the most romantic thing ever.
You know, I remember making a few mix CDs when Nick Nack and I first started dating, and
that's not cheesy. That's good.
You know, going back, I popped one in the CD player not too long ago, and they were pretty bad songs. They were pretty
cheesy. Yeah, but your taste in music is horrible, so of course that's going to be. You'd probably put more John Denver on there.
There might have been a few John Denver songs.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So in general, mixtapes and mix CDs are, even when they're on CD, by the way, you have to call it a mixtape.
Yeah.
Mixtapes in general are great. Just don't let Jeremy pick the songs.
Hey, I landed the girl, man.
Dr. Hook, John Denver. I mean, you know.
I think there was a I Can't Help Falling in Love with You on there.
Air Supply.
Stop it some more. Some other things on this list that seem romantic. Making out in the rain.
Anything in the rain.
It's very Hollywood, isn't it?
Right. There's the, you know, we're going to go walking in the rain. It's like.
No, you're not. It's
nobody
cold.
Wants to do that. And I'm sure there are plenty of women who wouldn't care, but most women I know, they're like, get my hair out of the rain.
The hair,
what the hell?
Your mascara's running down your face. But, you know, it's all in the moment when love, you know, like it doesn't matter.
Isn't there that great scene in The Notebook or whatever where they're in the rain and just.
Yep. And they're making out. And, yeah. Oh, it's a good movie. Writing out I love you in the sky or basically hiring any sort of skywriting service.
Okay, I have to ask you, because that never happens. First of all, that never happens. Mm-mm. Nobody hires skywriters.
Well, first of all, they say the average cost of doing this is $8,500.
Yeah,
that
nobody
could be
does.
One of the reasons why.
Yeah, that is also just a movie thing. But let me ask you your opinion on this, because I have also been known, perhaps even on my honeymoon just a couple years ago, of writing something out in the sand on the beach.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
Yeah. You have to do that, don't you?
You have to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe,
and then,
did we
and
have...
then, you know, take a picture of it, you know, you've, which I may or may not still have. So.
Dom loves stretching. I think somebody gave us flip-flops for our honeymoon that said, like, just married on the bottom with hearts. So as you walked on the beach, it would leave the imprint of that
Dude,
in the sand.
That's bad. That's bad.
And, of course, I was forced to wear them, you know. So
nobody forced you to do something that stupid.
Me.
And you hauled them all the way across the ocean.
I didn't
to
haul
do...
them. Not me. Buying somebody a star. Dom, you want to comment on this? The whole process of naming a star?
Do they advertise with us right now?
No, I haven't heard them in
just
years.
Around. Here's the thing about buying somebody a star, people, is that it is not official. It's just a company that does that. It's there. The star is not officially. You won't go, you know, to the astronomical charts and see that the star has been named Ashley.
Right.
You could do this.
That's my
today.
Star, you guys.
You could do this today. You could open up your own company and just name every star that you want and sell it to people.
That star is named after me.
Yeah. So people are like, okay, oh, I'm doing something really romantic. There's actually a star named after them.
Mm-mm.
No, there's
no. You don't go knocking on the door at NASA, and they're like, well, let's find the Ashley star. Right
yeah,
here.
That's, like I said, there could be 5,000 companies that do this, yeah. All selling the same star.
You're wasting
so.
Your money. Let me give you one more. This seems, I don't think I've, well, I might have done this. Washing his or washing her hair. So washing hair. That on the surface seems kind of sensual. Kind of romantic.
Now, you and I have both colored hair.
Sure have, which involved a wash afterwards, but it was just to get, it was for business. It wasn't pleasure.